A group of about 50 volunteer kayakers and stand-up paddleboarders began training in May to help prevent people from disturbing wildlife in Morro Bay. KCBX's Rachel Showalter found out what people can expect from the Sea Life Stewards volunteers this summer.
Robin Hazard is a state park interpreter and volunteer coordinator for the Sea Life Stewards program. She says disturbance of wildlife can be anything that causes an animal to change its behavior, such as diving underwater or flying away. She says disturbance can increase animal death rates, so the stewards serve an important role. Hazard says Morro Bay is a hotspot for both human and wildlife activity, so wildlife disturbance is frequent. Program volunteers will go through 3 days of training that includes virtual and in-person sessions and water safety evaluations. They learn wildlife identification and best practices to lessen disturbance. This is the 6th year the Sea Life Stewards program is being organized by Morro Bay State Park. Hazard says the state park compiles an annual report that shows the effectiveness of the Sea Life Stewards.
So you can ask them, what's that bird out there? What's that animal doing? And so not only is it really cool for visitors to enhance their experience out on the bay, they also help to educate the public on why it's important to keep your distance from wildlife.
Hazard says a good rule of thumb is to stay 5 kayak lengths away from marine mammals and never face the animals directly with a kayak or paddleboard. The volunteers are distinguished by their signage, shirts, and hats that indicate they can offer information. Helena Lee has been a volunteer with the Sea Life Stewards for 4 years. She says the stewards aren't in the water to police behavior, but rather offer an educational experience. Lake says she's inspired to keep coming back because of that aspect of the program.
For me, I can never learn enough about the sea life out here. It's just unbelievable. I just love it. I love being on the water. I love kayaking. I love people. So for me, it was a win-win.
Volunteers will complete their training by the end of May and will be out on Morro Bay through September. For KCBX News, I'm Rachel Showalter.